This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We're back to Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. How you guys doing out there? One of you had asked me a while back about these DNA tests, you know, like 23andMe, and I haven't done mine yet. I'm a little nervous about looking at my DNA. I really am, because I come from a long line of hoochie mamas, right? We women in our family really liked the man, even in caveman days. You know, about my, not, I know I'm Dr. Dahlia Wax, but Wax is my married name. And so the women, you know, our names get changed, right? Because we take our husband's name, which I think is really cool. I don't think I would have been a hyphenated name. I kind of like the whole, you know, I'm my husband's, you know, wife type of thing. I just think that's really cool. You know, he protect me because he's all big and burly. I kind of like that. I'm a little bit old school with that. My maiden name was Zodiro. And as much as I am very proud of my name, Zodiro was a name that was kind of taken on to prevent us from being killed back in the turn of the last century, you know, with the pogroms and Jews having to flee Russia. Jews always seem to need to flee, right? We had to escape. Not me. I wasn't around then. I was an egg in somebody's ovary at the time, but we had to escape. And so we had family that fled to Romania, and our name changed from Rosenzweig, which is a very Jewish-sounding name, to Zodiro. And Zodiro, or Zodiro, depending on which country translates it, isn't necessarily Romanian, per se, but when we were in Romania, we picked up that name, so we could hide out and nobody could kill us. And I guess where we got this name is the relative that fled to Romania with his family got a job with the police department. And he was really good at foresight and forensics and figuring out where the next crime could be, kind of like had Zodiac properties. And that's, I believe it was his friends that helped give him his new name. I don't really know the true story because every time a family member tells it, it's different. But the reason why I don't have my hyphenated name is because it reminds me that people have always wanted to kill our us. So I, you know, I like maybe, hey, I don't know what we did. It's frustrating. I lost a lot of family. And, you know, it's really hard to have in your family tree, you know, well, they were killed. And, you know, I'm a result of luckily people escaping, you know, and that's why I become to be. And then here I am generations later annoying the hell out of people. I just don't want the whole thing to start again. But thank God the family that escaped. So when I got married, I was like, you know what, I'll just take Wax. I think that's fine. I'm not even pronouncing my name isn't pronounced Wax. You know, like earwax or Brazilian wax. That's really not how it's pronounced. I guess it's Austrian. So my married name is supposed to be Vox. So when you guys address me, you're supposed to be addressing me as Dr. Dahlia Vox. And you're like, well, Vox, like V-O-X, that could be cool. And so there's a chance that it could later change. You know your name could change. You guys may think you're Smith, or your Doe, or your Jackson, your name is, no, because voice recognition software is going to be the thing of the future. So if you ever come to Ellis Island, or if you go to an airport, or you go wherever, and I try to pronounce my name right, and this is for some sort of a citizenship card, and I go, I'm Dr. Dahlia Vox, It'll come out VOX, and that's going to be my new name. And you want to know what? I think I'm going to take it. I think I'll take it because I could vote then as Wax and Vox. So it works for me. But anyway, the reason why we're talking about this is because Elizabeth Warren has released her DNA. And I don't know if you guys remember, but she had claimed that she was Native American. And so I don't know if Donald Trump told her to prove it or somebody else told her to prove it, but she decided to prove it. And I guess she has Native American DNA dating back 6 to 10 generations. Now, people think maybe Elizabeth Warren is doing this because she wants to run for office. Maybe she's doing it to clear her name, that she's claiming she's of a ethnicity when she's not. I really don't care. I think there's bigger fish to fry. You know, good for her. Having Native American blood, it's beautiful blood. Just like whether you have Hispanic blood, Jewish blood, I don't care. That's not really a big thing. You know, that keeps me up at night. But you guys want to know if you should be doing your DNA. Well, these DNA, doing your DNA tests. Well, these 23andMe and Ancestry.com and FamilyTree DNA and MyHeritage. I don't know if you guys remember, but last spring there was a study that came out saying almost half are inaccurate. Now, as a doctor, I don't want to think or perpetuate the myth that a DNA test is inaccurate. But what I think happens is there's interpretation of the data. And the data has to be simplified because DNA is very, very complex. And so these companies use software to simplify the results and make very pretty maps. They also remember our company. And what do companies not want to do? Tick off their consumers. So if, let's say, my DNA is really sporadic, and I have a little bit in Australia, a little bit of Asia, a little bit of in Antarctica, a little bit in Canada, a little bit in America, and there's like 6-7 dots, I'm going to be like, eh. But they have pretty colors, and they go, you're 98% this, and you're this, and then you have some ancestry here and this, and they try to exotify the report. Some of these reports are really sexy looking. I'm going to be, like, posting it on social media, and then other people are going to want to do it. So, take the results with a grain of salt. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NUTRIMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Yesterday, the Patriots, boy, Patriots had some issues and they didn't cover the spread. The Patriots never cover the spread. Gosh, I have got to stop betting on the Patriots. I mean, what is wrong with me? Mahomes, wow. The Chiefs, wow. Sorry to see them lose and, you know, mess up their streak, but boy, yesterday, did you see the Cowboys? See my Cowboys doing good. So proud of my Cowboys. Fantastic, fantastic day in sports yesterday. Although the Raiders, we gotta get the Raiders back where we need to be. Especially since they're coming to Vegas. Yeehaw! Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Excuse me. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I really do appreciate all the sentiment about me being sick. I am so sorry you guys have had to hear my snot. I'm sorry, I have to blow my nose. And by the way, blow your nose. You guys are sick out there. I know you're sick because I can hear you guys coughing and sneezing. I kind of have Cerebro on when I do my show. For those of you X-Men fans, when I do my show, I'll wear a Cerebro. So I could hear all of you sitting there sneezing and coughing and hecking and hacking and doing all sorts of stuff. It's pretty nasty. Bad cold out there. We told you guys about things you could do. Peppermint, eucalyptus, hot showers. You got to be careful with a lot of the decongestants out there. We're going to be talking about some over-the-counter medication, over-the-counter supplements, and how many times they are tainted with pharmaceuticals. So you're like, dang, this supplement is good. Well, yeah. If it's laced with a pharmaceutical, yeah, you're going to like it. Well, we need to start off with this story today, where apparently I don't even know why I have to say it. I don't know why we have to spend time on this story. But apparently some of you guys are vaping Viagra. Are you kidding me, bad boys? Vaping Viagra? What the hell are you guys doing? Now, the FDA is ticked. They are ticked off that there are companies selling e-cialis. The FDA is now warning e-cig companies to stop it, because erectile dysfunction medications are not supposed to be inhaled. I tell you, other countries must be looking at us like we are the stupidest people on earth. You don't vape Viagra. Viagra is sildenafil. Cialis is tadalafil. And these are medications that are supposed to help you start and maintain an erection. Blood flow likes to leave the genitalia as quickly as it gets there, and sometimes blood flow doesn't want to go there. Viagra seems to help stop, or these erectile dysfunction medications, the phosphodiesterase type 5 inhibitors, the PDE5s, they stop this feedback mechanism to allow the blood to stay there longer. Viagra will not work if you are not sexually attracted to the person. Which is why Viagra doesn't work on Corey, my husband. I think he's attracted to me. He was the guy who's wearing, you know, my leather jacket and boots the other day, and he was like, damn, girl. I was like, really? But anyway, it's okay. I don't mind. If he has to think of somebody else when he's with me, it's okay. I mean, honestly, we've been married, what, almost 22 years. I sincerely doubt he fantasizes about me. I don't think he does. No. All right, so anyway, back to this. If you have issues maintaining blood flow, maybe you have a cardiovascular issue, maybe you have arterial clogging, which is why anybody who needs Viagra or an erectile dysfunction drugs needs to get their heart checked. Maybe you have low testosterone. But a big reason why people need Viagra is because they really aren't into the mood. She goes, I'm ovulating. Let's go. I did that with my husband. How do you think I got two kids? I'm like, I'm ovulating today. We have to do it now. He's like, all right. Like, I don't care. Pamela Lee Anderson, whatever. Do what you have to do. But we have to make a baby. And we did. And we made two babies. Hey, I got two babies. So blessed. So anyway, let's go back to this with vaping Viagra. So the FDA is getting their panties all up in a bunch, and they should. Because the lung lining, and this is why I'm all upset. You know, my bra strap tightened 5 notches when I heard this. Because the primary purpose of lungs, the only thing you want your lungs to do, is to oxygenate your blood. To bring the oxygen to the bloodstream. That's what lungs do. You don't want your lungs to tell time. We don't want our lungs, I don't know, making us hungry. We don't want our lungs to fight infection. All we want our lungs to do is just distribute oxygen to the blood. All the other stuff that starts leading to the lung linings and the alveoli, yeah, they could help fight infection. They could do whatever. But the lungs primarily, their main job is to make sure we oxygenate our blood. We are not supposed to be taking our calcium and our vitamin and our zinc and our medications through the lungs unless they are medications to help with the lungs. So some of you take an inhaler. Now, why are you taking the inhaler? Are you taking the inhaler to help your constipation? No, you're taking the inhaler to help your breathing. That's all we should care about when it comes to the lungs. One of you had asked me about that inhaled insulin. I'm going to talk to you guys about that in a second, but let's go back to this. So the FDA says they've issued a warning letter to HelloSig Electronic Technology for various violations of the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act, including selling two e-liquids that contain the prescription drugs tadalafil and or sildenafil, leading the FDA to determine that the products are unapproved new drugs. These sildenafil and tadalafil are the active pharmaceutical ingredients in FDA-approved prescription drugs used to treat erectile dysfunction. They are not approved for inclusion in e-liquid products sold over the counter, and therefore are being sold illegally. In addition, the company is marketing other e-liquids used in e-cigarettes in ways that convey and mislead consumers into believing that the FDA has approved these tobacco products when it has not. Ooh, they're mad now. Laboratory analysis conducted by the FDA confirmed eCialis HelloSig e-liquid contained the undeclared drugs sildenafil and tadalafil and e-rimonabant HelloSig e-cig contains the undeclared drugs sildenafil. Basically, they're finding Viagra in it. These ingredients can be associated with significant safety issues and the risk of serious adverse effects. So, I don't give a damn if it's an FDA-approved drug orally or if it's a suppository. It doesn't belong in an e-cig. See, that it's kind of illegal to take something legal and manipulate it into a form that it wasn't approved for. And remember last week, they were talking about how e-cig companies are trying to push vitamin B12 and essential oils as if you vape, you're going to become healthier. Dr. Charles Mueller from New York University says, whoa, vitamins need to come with fat and water and go through the same gastrointestinal tract to be absorbed. We have not studied respiratory administration of medication. We did try that with insulin, and it worked. You could absorb insulin through the lungs. The problem is the drug failed miserably. People didn't want to put something, a powder, into their lungs. It just didn't seem to be very sensical. We want our lungs to deal with our oxygen. And then the funny thing is you couldn't use Exubera or the insulin respiratory drug on people who use inhalers, smokers, people who don't, have an issue with inhaling things. So you're taking people that don't really like to inhale things and asking them to inhale their insulin so they can avoid a shot. It didn't sell. Diabetics are like, I'll take the needle. Thank you. It didn't sell. So my recommendation to any company out there or any consumer out there is don't screw with your lungs. If you need a medication like an inhaled steroid or an albuterol to dilate the lung linings to get more air, you do it. That's why these inhalers exist. But we're doing it because we want to oxygenate our blood. Your lungs, it's really hard to get a lung transplant. Save the lungs and don't be breathing crap. Thank you. I know, I should run for office. 1-877-DOC-SELLY, don't go away.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is still not ready to say that he believes reports out of Turkey that a Saudi hit squad killed a Washington Post columnist in the Saudi Arabian consulate in Istanbul earlier this month. President Trump saying he has his own theory about what may have happened to Jamal Khashoggi.
It sounded to me like maybe these could have been rogue killers. Who knows? We're going to try getting to the bottom of it very soon.
The president was speaking there to reporters about it as he was getting ready to leave the White House for Florida, where he's now starting to tour devastation caused by Hurricane Michael. The First Lady is with him, and they'll also tour damaged sections in Georgia. The Commerce Department says retail sales grew by just 0.1% last month. Analysts expect a 0.6% rise. This is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
Maybe, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So it's sad. But after 132 years in business, Sears has filed for bankruptcy. It has buckled under massive debt and is now added to a growing list of retailers, a train of companies that just couldn't withstand the Amazon giant. And that's on us, people. Maybe it's time for Sears to go. I can't feel sorry for a company, right? And knowing that I helped do this to them. I'm about to go on Amazon at lunch to buy a whole bunch of stuff for Christmas coming up. I'm already, Amazon is already on my go-to front screensaver, whatever the heck it is. A little widget thingy. Not Sears. The company began as a mail order catalog in the 1880s. They would sell sewing machines, bicycles, even houses. It began opening retail locations back in 1925. And then it was cropping up everywhere in malls from the 1950s to the 1970s. Then Sears met its match with Walmart. And then came Lowe's, Home Depot. Which is kind of interesting because Sears used to do it all. Come see the softer side of Sears. The softer side, I don't know, that was some jingle they came up with. I never understood it as a kid. But Lowe's and Home Depot are like, you know what? Lowe's and Home Depot are very smart from a marketing perspective. Because guys, and again, ladies hate it when I talk like this, but listen, okay? I get it. If I was a guy, I would not want to walk into a Sears. With my wife, with my kids, no way. Because they're going to say, Daddy, buy me this. Daddy, let's buy this. Let's buy this. So if I had to, on a Sunday, run to Sears to get a tool, and my family found out about it, I couldn't do it. Lowe's and Home Depot know the man. They know exactly what make men tick. And they're like, we're going to make this a store for guys. Even though we women, I love nails and hammers and paint. I love Home Depot. Every time my husband goes, I'm going to Lowe's or Home Depot, I put a bra on, I get dressed, I put some makeup on, I'm like, I can't wait. I love the smell of those stores. I just do. Hate going to Sears. Because I don't want to see clothes and purses and shoes. I don't like that stuff. I love Rose and rows of nails and nuts and bolts. I just love that. Don't you? They're all shiny and silverly and a thick bolt that you could like lacrosse or a hockey puck along and the smooth floor of Home Depot and Lowe's. It's gray and it's smooth. No tile, no carpet. I would love my house to look like a Lowe's. Or a Home Depot. And I don't even like the color orange. But Home Depot made it look cool. So they know what guys want. If a guy has to pick up a hammer or a drill, he could go into Home Depot and nobody's going to ask him. Now, Home Depot's getting a little smart. They do have some toys. Right? Because when I go with the kid, they do have bubble gum. They do have some snacks. Because they are getting smart because they know dads are going to go with their son. I don't see dads with their daughters, but they'll come with their boys. Man, I'm going to go take Mikey Jr. And we're going to go get some tools. And the boy's like, yeah. And the mom's like, please, really? Please, yeah, you go do your thing. Uh-huh, go. So then the boy goes, well, Daddy, I want this. Daddy, I want this. Then the dad's like, damn. But they also have nice Christmas displays. There's a lot of good Christmas stuff. Really cool, pretty, you know, so on. So they have good Christmas displays. So they are starting to sell other stuff, but they will lose their brand. Home Depot, and they will lose their brand the more they cater to the kids and the wives. I don't mean to sound stereotypical, but it's a male, heavily male-dominated demographic. They better stick to it. If not, if a guy comes in with their wife and the wife's like, we need to buy this, this, and this, that's why you never find air fresheners. It's almost impossible to find air fresheners at a Home Depot. Have you ever tried to do that? I don't know where they are. Because they know the wife will say, you stink, and then will ask for all this, like, perfumey type stuff. Not going to happen. They're brilliant. They're brilliant. If I ever had to get a marketing job, I would want to work there. I really get them. But anyway, let's go back to Sears. So, you started to have a breakup of Walmart, even though you could get a bunch of tools and stuff at Walmart. Then you got the guy stores. Unfortunately, Kmart and Sears started to incur massive losses. They had big, huge building, big, huge real estate, needed a lot of inventory to fill, and they didn't compete online. Toys R Us shuttered all of its U.S. stores. was about to go bankruptcy, and then they're like, you know what, we're going to compete online. Payless Shoe Stores have been able to reemerge from bankruptcy. They've been able to reorganize. But there's a lot of other ones that unfortunately have been collapsing. So seeing a store this big, Jet, back in 1886, remember the Sears catalog? Remember Cliff Clavin and Cheers would complain that it was Sears catalog day and so they had to deliver it? That was bad. But apparently Richard Sears was a real estate, a railway station agent. And he started the R.W. Sears Watch Company in Minneapolis back in 1886 after buying watches from a local jeweler. Then he moved to his business to Chicago a year later after hiring watchmaker Alva C. Roebuck. In 1888, that's when the Sears catalog was born, featuring watches and jewelry. By 1894, that's when sewing machines, baby carriages, and other items were added. And then the company was known as Sears, Roebuck, and Company. They say there was a U.S. Postal Service program called the Rural Free Delivery, and it allowed rural areas to access the catalog. We're talking over 500 pages. And then Sears opened its first brick-and-mortar store in Chicago in 1925. Then, it blew up. They said Allstate, I think, Allstate Insurance Company started in 1931, offering auto insurance. I forget how Sears and Allstate were related. Then the Sears Tower was born in 1973. So the tallest building, it was at one time the world's tallest building at 1,454 feet tall. But then Sears sold it in 1994, and it's called now the Willis Tower, after the insurance company. So they even lost the Sears Tower. And then 1985, Discover Card was introduced. Sears spun off a financial company in the 1990s, which included the card. And then the Sears catalog stopped in 1993. Then Kmart bought Sears in 2005. And then they started liquidating costs, and Kmart couldn't. Well, Kmart was another company. Kmart, Gemco, having a lot of issues. So, guys, it's on us. We could change this. We could, if we want these companies to thrive, we could just buy there. But we don't. We like our internet. We like saving money. For saving 50 cents on a product, we chose Amazon over these other companies. And we'll continue to do so. I hate to say that. I hate to admit it. But, it's on me also. I would much rather save money and have convenience. So we are growing a monster here. And we're happy about it. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Wow. Did you guys hear about this? There's a young Texas girl who, she's only 5 years old, has been hospitalized because she got stung by a caterpillar. And the mom is now warning everybody that there's some real dangerous caterpillars out there. Now, I've never touched a caterpillar. I just have always instinctively known not to touch one because they look a little spiky. But maybe the memo isn't getting out to the, you know, newer generations. So, again, we need to let kids play outside to learn these things, unfortunately, but we don't want them stung. It's just we don't really talk about don't touch that, don't eat that, don't touch that, because they're never outside. Got to get our kids outside. Understanding what's out there in nature. Anyway. Excuse me, guys. Sorry. So while playing outside at daycare this week, Lauren Chambers, the mom, told NBC5 that her 5-year-old daughter, Audrey, was stung by a fuzzy-looking asp caterpillar known as the southern flannel moth or puss caterpillar, P-U-S-S. That's a cat. It's the name of a caterpillar. And the creature must have fallen from a tree onto her young arm. It delivered, they say, a painful sting, and she had to go and be hospitalized. They look soft. They have this fluffy-looking, like, hair, but it's not so much hair. There's actually little sharp spines along these caterpillars because caterpillars don't want to be eaten. So nature made them such that they have these, you know, spines. And they can actually, they're sharp enough to stick in your skin. National Geographic reported in 2014, though they may look soft, the asp's fluffy-looking hair actually hides small, sharp spines that stick to your skin. A puss caterpillar sting feels like, or is it, it's not puss because there's two S's. They say it feels like a bee sting, only worse. The pain immediately and rapidly gets worse after being stung. It can even make your bones hurt. That's according to an entomologist from the University of Florida, Dr. Don Hall. Now, daycare workers quickly removed the embedded spines from the girl's arm, pulled them off with tape. The bite then ensued with pain and swelling. And she has never heard of asp caterpillars prior to what happened to her daughter. Apparently, they're common. They're in a lot of trees and plants we have in North Texas. They're on oaks, rose bushes, etc. So when winter comes in, they go away. But let's talk caterpillars. I'm looking at some pictures. There's this ranker list on weird nature. And they have 12 caterpillars that could actually hurt or kill you. One is the giant silkworm moth caterpillar. It looks like it has little ferns coming out of it. I don't know how it's like porcupines. You know, how do porcupines mate? I don't understand how they do it with the spines. But anyway, apparently they're native to South America. It's a very weird-looking bug. And it ends up becoming the giant silkworm moth. It's considered to be one of the most dangerous caterpillars in the world, and they say they're responsible for the deaths of hundreds of people. When you come in contact with their hair-like bristles, it injects deadly toxins. Now, they've also had cases of vomiting, abdominal pain, kidney failure. They say if you're ever in Brazil, because they're native to South America, and you see one of these crawling up to you, do not pet it or give it any kisses. Then we talk about the puss caterpillar. It is a very, it looks soft and furry, but it's not. And these are bad. Then you have the saddleback venom. And I'm looking at this caterpillar, and it looks like a saddle. It's very interesting. It looks like a saddle where you could sit on it. Well, I mean, you're too big to sit on it. And the spikes are in the front and the back. Now, apparently, they roam the east coast of the U.S. They eat leaves, and they keep would-be predators at bay because they are very flashy. They even have green. Their saddle has this bright green on it. And remember, anytime there's a bright, bright color on an animal, that could be toxic. And they're covered in spines. They also inject a poison causing migraines, stomach pains, but can also put you into anaphylactic shock. What's very interesting, though, is these saddleback venoms could cause blood cells to lice, causing you to hemorrhage and become anemic. Then there's the cinnabar moth caterpillar. This is scary. This is black and yellow. They eat weeds. And they absorb toxins. And when they absorb toxins, they remain in their body and then can give them back to you. They say that the sting can cause asthma attacks, hemorrhaging, and kidney failure. It can also attack the cartilage in the bones. They are aposematic, meaning their bright orange coloration is a warning that they are unsafe to eat. Again, when they're very colorful. Oh, we learned a word today, aposematic. Then you have the bag shelter caterpillars. These things are long. Oh, my gosh. They're native to Australia. And they're pretty scary in that they're called Orchogaster lunifer. And they could cause horses to miscarry. causing an equine amnionitis, which is an infection around the amniotic sac and the amniotic fluid. And I guess their spines contain an anticoagulant that causes you to not clot blood and therefore hemorrhage. So these things are pretty bad, and they look long. They look long and hairy. It's not a rope. Do not pick it up. There's also called the buck moth larvae. And these things, they're actually beautiful. It looks like they have a bunch of eyes, the way their spines are set out. So it looks like a bunch of eyes, which, you know, they do to fool predators. But they also have a real bad sting. They're called Lanomia obliqua. And unfortunately, it could put you into anaphylaxis, deadly allergic reaction. Then they have the hickory tussock caterpillar. This thing looks like a mink coat. It has beautiful white and black looking mink fur or chinchilla. No, really bad. Apparently, its touch can cause death. Very dangerous to kids. Full-blown allergic reactions. You have a processionary caterpillar. I don't know what to say about that. There's the hag moth caterpillars. They look like a rolled up spider. Again, very furry. We're kind of quickly going through these. The monarch caterpillar has yellow and black. I forget that with the snake. Yellow next to black is a friend of Jack. Red, I forget. But anyway, when it comes to snakes, there's something with that. Anytime I see something striped, I run, even if it's a zebra. But they have the stinging rose caterpillar, the Isle moth caterpillar. These things are gorgeous, by the way. Man, I could spend the whole day talking about these. But anyway, real, real bad stuff. So what do we do? Well, what we need to do is we need to have kids play outside. You need to be outside with them. Say, don't touch this, don't touch this. And really talk to them about nature. The only nature these kids really get is going to a zoo if there's a field trip. Or going to like a little habitat reserve or something. I live in an area which is really, really cool because even though we don't have a zoo, we have something called the Springs Preserve. And so you do get to kind of get up to animals a little bit up close, you know, like little bugs and stuff. But they can't just see it in glass. Kids don't learn that way. And again, this one, it just fell out of a tree. But see, I was always taught never play under a tree. To avoid the trees. Maybe it's because of lightning. Maybe it's because things fall on it. Maybe they were worried about coconuts. I really don't know because I never lived in there with coconuts. But I was always taught, you don't, and trees have bugs on them. So I was always taught to play out in the grass where everybody could see me. Maybe it's because my mom thought that a bad guy could hide behind a tree and then grab you. But I was always taught never to play by a tree. Now, mind you, I grew up in Arizona. So our trees were Sahara cacti. And so you play by a Sahara cactus, you get hurt. So in the desert, we learn to stay way the heck away. In fact, we used to have desert classes where we would go out into the desert and look at bugs there. It was kind of boring, but at least I know about bugs. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.